I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime! Woo!
All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. 2 hours a day, 9 to 11 o'clock, I bring you a safe space for you independent thinkers out there. Beholden to no party, no politician, we call them like we see them. This is Friday. Next hour, we'll get into False Flag Friday. We've got two huge false flag alerts. This is a red alert. I should get a sound effect for exactly what's going on right now, because within the next week, before I have a chance to come back with my next False Flag Friday, we've got two simmering areas to be careful of and be aware of some level of staged event to accomplish a goal. It's funny, you know, I've been doing False Flag Friday for, I don't know, 2 or 3 years now, where I have explained that just about every war, particularly in modern times, has been spurred on by some manufactured event to get the people all behind a war. And it's not really well known. I find most people that I talk to about things like that, they're not really familiar with those things. I get a lot of, really? Is that true? And then they go about their business. They don't really care. But it's interesting. I'm certainly not the only person that's suspicious of one of these potential false flags we'll discuss next hour. A lot of people are on guard for what our own federal government has up its sleeve for the next 5 to 6 days. So we'll talk about that, and then we'll end the show with This Week on the Crazy Train. My quote of the day today is from Naguib Mahfouz. I don't know who that is, but he said, "Fear does not prevent death. It prevents life." And that should be just about the theme of 2020 and heading on into 2021 as well. And in a kind of a long diatribe, I'm going to give a Canadian here the microphone to do his quotes of the day, and they're a multitude. It's kind of funny. These words are coming out of a guy. If you're watching the video of this guy, he's kind of a beefed up guy. Looks like he may shave his body. He's got one of those tank tops that's real loose fitting on because he's like a bodybuilder. But this guy's not just body, he's got a mind too. And I ran across this video of him explaining coronavirus and everything surrounding it.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So they tell you you have to wear a mask. Next, they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel. Your business was closed. They took your rights and freedoms. They forced the vaccine on you. And what happened? The same amount of people died. Everything is the exact same. And now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you. The government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class. And that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
All right. Thanks a lot, Chris.
Boom. I believe this video is from earlier in 2020. And didn't he nail exactly what was going to happen. You remember when they gave us that little brief pause? As I recall, it was about 2 or 3 weeks where it felt like everything was getting better. You know, our 2 weeks to flatten the curve turned into about 4 months. But then all of a sudden, you know, the sunshine was out. Things here in Mississippi, I remember these golden days where I was able to go into a Kroger with no mask for about 2 weeks before Tate Reeves slapped another mask mandate on Madison County. You know, because science and all. Remember when they gave us that little 2 weeks, 3 weeks, maybe it was 4 weeks of where we thought it was going to get a little bit better. And then, oh, no, no, no. Oh, then it went right back into another round of mask mandates and lockdowns and social distancing. And the kids can't go to schools. I'll go back to my quote of the day. Fear does not prevent death. It prevents life. And that's what we're allowing them to do right now. While they continue to crush businesses, while they continue to steal American wealth and destroy the middle class, Joe Biden came out yesterday and he's got a plan.
Now and act decisively.
President-elect Joe Biden's plan to rescue a ravaged economy would offer direct relief by sending $1,400 stimulus checks.
Another stimmy. I'm just fascinated with this term now. I just discovered this 2 days ago, that now we call stimuluses stimmies. We gave it a little nickname because they're so regular now, because now we're just used to getting the federal government to steal money from us all year and then hand us back a portion of that like they're doing us a favor, and they call it a stimmy. Yeah, we got Joe Biden sending out $1,400 stimmies on top of the last $600 stimmies, on top of the $1,200 stimmies before that. And there'll be more stimmies. Soon it will be called UBIs, Universal Basic Income.
Extending and increasing unemployment insurance from $300 to $400 a week.
Oh, there you go. That'll really prompt people to get some work, right? He's going to take the $300 extra on unemployment that the socialist Donald Trump did, and now socialist Joe Biden's going to bump it up. This is the difference between Republicans and Democrats at this point. It's not about ideology. The Republicans are no longer about free markets. I'm going to prove that again in just a second. They're no longer about free markets and small, limited government. It's just the degree of socialism. It's socialism and socialism light. Donald Trump was socialism light. Joe Biden wants to go full on socialism, so he tax another 33% on top of the unemployment benefits.
And providing a higher child tax credit.
But the worst is yet to come.
The crisis of deep human suffering is in plain sight. And there's no time to waste.
The Thursday night speech also served as Mr. Biden's first formal sales pitch to lawmakers, especially Republicans who will likely balk at the nearly $2 trillion price tag.
I mean, at this point, why are they going to balk? See, this is the one benefit. Look, I am fearful, anxious, disgusted by the idea of a Democratic president, a Democratic House, and a Democrat Senate, but at least the Republicans might balk at some spending for a change. Watch them start coming out now. Watch Cindy Hyde-Smith and Roger Wicker come back to Mississippi to campaign against this crazy, out-of-control spender, Joe Biden, as they have signed on to trillions and trillions. What did the Trump administration, what's the last 4 years been? $8 trillion, $9 trillion in new debt, not including what the Federal Reserve has on its books, which is another $7 trillion. The Republicans are finally going to get a spine. They're going to pay attention to the spending now. They're real good fighters when they're in the minority, aren't they?
I know what I just described does not come cheaply.
Oh, well, what does that matter?
To do so will cost us dearly.
Oh.
The proposal also includes $440 billion for helping communities and small businesses and aims to bump up the minimum wage to $15 an hour.
Further crushing small businesses. The few remaining small businesses that made it through the government's abhorrent response to coronavirus, those few businesses that hung on, we'll go ahead and crush them finally and put them out of their misery with a $15 minimum wage. Now, you know who doesn't mind $15 minimum wage? Amazon. They don't mind it because that puts more money into a bunch of lower income people to shop on their platform. And all they have to do is just pay a few employees, but the whole population gets $15 an hour. You know who else doesn't mind $15 an hour minimum wage? Walmart, Target. They're fine with that. because they know that puts more money into the working people's pockets to come buy products at their outlets, their Chinese outlet shops. You know who does mind $15 an hour? Every small business that cannot afford that. So they're going to put the final death knell. These poor small businesses that struggled through the last year to try to emerge on the other side, and they're going to get whacked over the head with a $15 an hour minimum wage. I certainly hope Republicans in their minority, vim and vigor, they get very excited when they're in the minority. I hope they stand up against it. And real quick, I'm going to say, you know, the difference between Republicans and Democrats is minimal, including Donald Trump. There was a headline today on Breitbart. And this Carney guy who was a commentator for Breitbart, and air quotes here in the studio, conservative online website, along with this Carney guy, the air quotes here in the studio, conservative commentator. Here's his headline. Powell, he's talking about Jerome Powell, the head of the Federal Reserve. Powell's remarks show that Trump won the monetary policy fight. Oh, winning. He's talking about Trump. Trump won in the monetary policy fight. You know what that was? It was the fight over whether or not to raise interest rates. Donald Trump won in keeping interest rates at zero, which is destroying the U.S. dollar. It's also not at all free markets. It is financial manipulation by the financial elites. And Breitbart wants you to believe, and this Carney character wants you to believe, that this was a win for Donald Trump. Now, it was. Donald Trump wanted zero interest rates. Hell, he wanted negative interest rates. You know who loses in that scenario? You. Yeah, you. Unless you're a financial elite listening to this radio show, and I doubt very seriously many would be attracted to the message that I have each day. But the rest of us lose, but Trump won, keeping interest rates at zero. As you can tell, I get a little fired up about this, but I was in good company. This is a guy named Gregory Mannarino. And he's an investment guy. He kind of advises people. He's got a YouTube channel. A little bit of a hellraiser, but I've been tracking him for a while now. He does real short videos, so I catch him every now and then to see. He talks about the directions of the markets and Bitcoin and the bond market and everything. He's a pretty astute financial guy, so I've been listening to him. He went off on a rant yesterday, and I was just so happy to have the company.
How about this? We just got an initial jobless claims number from last week. 965,000. This number came in way worse than was expected. Look, it's over. Okay. The economy is in complete collapse. And the freak show continues to lock us down. This has nothing to do with a virus that has a better than a 97% survival rate. This is a deliberate act to cause a global meltdown to allow the central banks to finish what they started. This is a...
Which is exactly what I told you back in February and March of 2020. This was not about Donald Trump. COVID's going to be over on November 4th. They just did it to hurt Trump. No. The plan is so much bigger. It's to put central banks in control of everything. Absolutely everything. To bail themselves out without you even noticing.
Take over. I don't know another way to put it. I've been trying to put light on this now since it started. This is outrageous. And it's going to get worse. Oh, we're going to hear from Biden today. Who's going to talk about a new multi-trillion-dollar stimulus package. Hey, Biden, you freak. How about you can't do a damn thing? All right, there's no way to stimulate our way out of this. Just like President Trump, the orange creature, couldn't tell us the truth. How about you tell us the truth? How about someone around here lets us all in on the big secret that we're not supposed to know? People, are you kidding me? I'm telling you, I almost can't handle this stuff anymore.
Hey, man.
And wouldn't you know it? So we get this number. This is a million people who just applied for first-time unemployment benefits, and stock futures are higher across the board. Stocks appear to be ready to set new records. Now, can I see your shocked face, please? I have no energy to do a shocked face right now. Maybe you can do one. What else is going on here?
So there you go. I'm just happy to have some company. Because what he sees is the wholesale destruction of the middle class as we speak. It's been going on for the past year, really for the past several years, really for the past 12 years. As the Fed keeps interest rates lower and debases every single dollar you earn. How many dollars does it take to buy a Bitcoin now versus what did it cost to buy a Bitcoin? It takes a lot more dollars now, doesn't it? How many dollars does it take to buy the stock market now? Oh, it takes a lot more dollars to buy the stock market now than it used to, right? How many dollars does it take to buy a house now? It takes a lot more dollars to buy a house for these days, doesn't it? Do you understand that they are destroying the middle class and they are going to destroy the U.S. dollar? And there is a seamless transition between Donald Trump and Joe Biden when it comes to the financial policies that will destroy the U.S. middle and upper. If you're an upper middle class, don't be sitting there smiling. I admire you for all of your hard work and everything you've achieved, but they're going to destroy the value of your dollars too. Of course, Breitbart wants you to think that's some kind of a victory, apparently, by looking at that. It is absolutely stunning to watch between COVID and the financial stuff and the elections. I mean, the whole thing, the world has gone absolutely insane.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at DanksMillerCorey.com.
You know, I spend a good portion of my time trying to get people to pay attention to stuff that really matters. The political theater of impeachment. That's what everybody's paying attention to. Everybody thinks there's a savior out there. If my party gets in control, we're going to win. We'll fix it all. There was a seamless transition between the Obama administration to the Trump administration, now to the Biden administration with monetary debasement. That is going to matter to you. You may not see it now. Maybe you do. I've read stories about how food inflation is taking off right now. I heard a guy talking the other day. He bought a house for $75,000 in, I can't remember the year, early 2000s. And he sold it for $150,000. It wasn't in the town that he lived in. But when he would go see this house, when he first went to go buy it, he likes a Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich and a small cup of yogurt. And so when he went to go buy the house, he went by Chick-fil-A and he got a chicken sandwich and a small yogurt. And then when he went to sell the house several years later, and he doubled his money in the house, he bought the house for $75,000. He sold it for $150,000. And one of his contractors was saying, wow, that was a great deal, right? You doubled your money. He said, well, I went by Chick-fil-A today and got my chicken sandwich and small yogurt. And it was more than double the cost that it was when I bought this house. So what he was saying was, actually, if priced in lunch, he's lost money on the house over the period of time that he's held it. Even though the price, he bought it and sold it. Oh, he made some extra money. And you were going to find this everywhere. The dollar is under serious pressure. Luckily, the rest of the world is as brain dead as the United States, and so it's kind of propping up the dollar for right now, and we still trade oil in dollars. There's a lot of benefits to it, and still we screwed it up. Still. The Federal Reserve is the enemy. The Federal Reserve is destroying the middle class in this country. You want to look at the wealth inequality? Look when the Federal Reserve started really printing money back there in 2008.
I mean, they've been doing it. They've been manipulating things constantly for over 100 years now. But really in 2008, where they became kind of the central player. The economy is entirely based on how much money the Fed's going to print. How much money Washington, D.C. is going to spend. Go look at the wealth inequality gap. You'll notice when the Fed really kicked into high gear back in 2008 and the wealth inequality gap, suddenly it looks like a alligator's mouth, wide open. Because that 0.01%, their net wealth just went to the moon. While the middle class just stayed stagnant to lower. But by all means, just cheer for your team or your favorite politician. That'll fix it all. Jerome Powell came out the other day. This was his statement. Quote, now is not the time to be talking about exit. And he's talking about not printing more money. He said, oh, now is not the time to be talking about exit. I think that another lesson of the global financial crisis is to be careful not to exit too early. You know what they told us in 2008? They said, well, this is an emergency. We got a financial crisis. We need to print all this money. We got a crisis here. The whole system's going to fall apart if we don't print some money. But then we'll reverse it in just a few years. And so they took their balance sheet from about $500 million up to half a trillion dollars. Silly me. Silly me. $500 million. No, it was $500 billion. They took it from $500 billion up to about $4 trillion. And they said, well, now we'll reverse that and take that money back out of the economy. And they took it down by about 5%. And the economy started to stall again. So they went, whoops, I guess we better start printing some more. And now their balance sheet. And I know this is wonky stuff. Nobody cares about, I don't care about the Fed balance sheet. Tell me about impeachment. Tell me what Nancy Pelosi said. What Jerome Powell says has so much more in effect on your life. Most people don't even know who Jerome Powell is. But the things that he says, it affects you, it affects your kids dramatically. Want to know why college is so expensive? Look to the Federal Reserve. And the federal government, who will make sure that anybody who can fog a mirror gets a loan. Everything that happens now, the Fed needs to act. Coronavirus, Fed needs to act. Bond market a little shaky, Fed needs to act. Recession, Fed needs to act. And what we're doing is, I've said this before, it was kind of like, we went off the gold standard in 1971. We actually had a Fed chief under Ronald Reagan who raised interest rates a lot, choked out the economy to stop inflation. That person is not in sight now. Donald Trump wouldn't do it. Joe Biden's certainly not going to do it. They're going to keep printing this money until they finally destroy the dollar. And you think you've got problems now. You think we're in trouble right now. The good thing is when the dollar collapses, maybe Republicans and Democrats, maybe you won't be mad at your neighbor because you're going to need each other. That guy who had a Trump sign in his lawn that you think is a Nazi, oh, you're probably going to be over there and asking him if you can get a teaspoon of sugar. He's not going to give you a whole cup anymore because a teaspoon's all he can spare. But by then, the totalitarian machine will have absorbed us all, and we'll just be like any other failed country. It's just so aggravating to me to see people playing these stupid political games. Like one of these teams or the other, or one of these personalities or the other, is somehow going to save the day when this is such important stuff. And that's why I really played the Gregory Mannarino stuff. I'm like, I guess I just need to find examples of other people besides me. You know, people don't like me because I wasn't on the Trump train. People don't like me because I can't stand the Democrats. You know, maybe I can find another voice out there that goes, oh, you know what? He's not alone. He says some crazy stuff about this money printing and that COVID was actually about the financial system, not about Donald Trump. Maybe he is on to something. Maybe. Anyway, it's a real shame. It's worse for me than it is for most people because I see it coming, seen it coming for a while, been talking about it for a while. And so it's probably better. I mean, ignorance is bliss. Maybe I just shouldn't mention it, just like the mainstream media doesn't mention it, like Sean Hannity doesn't mention it, like Rush Limbaugh doesn't mention it, like Donald Trump doesn't mention it, like, you know, none of them mention these things, and so nobody knows anything about them. And so you just live your life thinking that, well, if I just vote a little harder next time, it'll all work. Oof. We have got a dark chapter in American history coming. Here's the upside thing. I don't want to be all doom and gloom. A lot of people make a lot of money in real financial crises, but you have to understand what's going on first. You don't have to go down with the ship. A lot of money was made during the Great Depression. Fortunes, dynasties were made during the Great Depression by understanding what was going on, getting out ahead of it. Timing is difficult, I will say, but getting out ahead of it. And then knowing what the needs will be in a severe, severe, severe depression in the United States. Study your history. Do Google searches for things like how to make money in a collapsing economy, how to make money with a collapsing currency. I may make some people rich just by listening to the sound of my voice right now. But for the masses, I voted. Didn't I do everything I could? Good Lord. Whew. Unbelievable. All right. I'm going to come back. Actually, some good news, some good free market news. I'm going to a good teachable moment in free markets that is really resisted right now. Americans love, and on the conservative side of things, conservative Americans love to talk about free markets and limited government and all these types of things. We love the Constitution, blah, 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 blah. But as soon as there's something that you don't like, you want the government to fix it for you. Right now, I'm all for small government and personal freedom and everything else. But if my neighbor smokes a joint on the couch, I want him SWAT raided and put into a cage. But I love freedom. And when it comes to the big tech monopolies, I'll tell you this, it's a difficult one. They are disgusting. Silicon Valley is disgusting. But a free market alternative and alternatives are arising. It always takes a little bit longer than you want, but they are out there. And there's some good news coming out of Gab. I got a couple of clips to talk to listen to with that Andrew Sorbo over at Gab. Pretty interesting stuff. I'll be right back. Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he's the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424.
I need your arms around me. I need to feel your touch. I need your understanding. I need your love so much.
All right, we're back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WIAB. I'm fired up today. I don't know what it is. The financial stuff gets me going, but I had a chicken salad last night at a local restaurant. Dine-in. Local restaurant sure was nice. They have the mask sign on the front door, but I didn't comply. And they didn't say a word to me, to their great credit. Nobody harassed me as I walked from the entrance to the 12 feet to the table to meet the people that I was meeting. And nobody harassed me for not wearing a mask for that 12 feet. Huh, some level of sanity. But I had a chicken salad. You would think that's kind of a girly thing, right? Might actually boost my estrogen. But no, apparently it was a big testosterone boost because I am fired up and mad today about this financial stuff. Here's what you can imagine. What you see as politics is Team Red versus Team Blue, rah, rah, rah. You wear the garb, you send your contributions, all that stuff. Here's what I see. Imagine every president that you've been alive for in modern history. I see them lined up. If you look at them from the front, they're all screaming different things, right? Joe Biden right now screaming, $15 minimum wage. Nut job. Imagine them all just screaming out all their partisan talking points, all their great ideas, screaming out. I'm looking at them from behind, and there are just several batons just going behind their back straight to each other. Big, massive government. That baton just goes from one president to another president to another president. Endless spending. That baton gets passed president to president. Endless military empire gets passed from president to president to president. All those big structural things. It's just a baton. They just pass it behind their backs while they convince you to look at their mouths. Listen to what I say, not what I do. Whew. So we've seen the big tech titans cracking down. And it's a tough task, I will say. It is hard. Silicon Valley has much too much control over our lives. What's really been irritating to me is listening to conservatives complain about wanting the government to break apart Google. And look, if Google disappears tomorrow, I'll be thrilled. I'm no Google fan. But I've been listening to conservatives beg for the breakup of Google, antitrust, they're a monopoly. And believe me, I understand where you're coming from with that, but maybe don't use Google while you're complaining about them. It's like you won't do anything yourself until the government does it for you. See, this is what the Democrats are supposed to do. They're the weak, helpless ones that need the government, the nanny state to come in and fix everything for them. Facebook. Facebook has too much power. We need to break up Facebook. Look, Facebook does have too much power, but the reason they've got the power is because you use the platform constantly. You built Facebook. And not to mention, I'll go back to a point I made a few days ago, by not paying attention to the Federal Reserve flooding the economy with all of this free cash for the elites, that's what's built Google, Facebook, Twitter, Apple. I did a story the other day where Trump exempted Apple from some of the tariffs. And now we're all mad that Apple's so big. Quit asking for the government to break apart things if you're not even willing to stop using them. That would be my first piece of advice. But asking the government to constantly help us out of all these jams is a bad prescription from so-called, and I'm going to air quote it here in the studio, conservatives, because other things are coming. I'm going to play these clips from Andrew Torba over at Gab. There's some pretty exciting things. He is taking it on himself. This guy, I guess, is a true free market guy. Real quick, I'll take a call, though. Caller, are you with me?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
First of all, you know, after the dust settles from the last election and heads are cooler, I feel like your commentary has never been truer with respect to the policies of the Federal Reserve and how our, you know, currency and wealth is just being debased year after year.
Every year.
And going back to the example that you had where people, you know, were able to make money during the Great Depression, I think about that sometimes today. But certain constraints are present now that weren't present then, where, you know, the eventual switch to a digital currency, as well as the whole social distancing policy, is extremely crippling on individual liberty. I mean,
yeah, that's a good point.
And also just the present social factors that we have now, where you can be canceled in a second if someone finds out that you're a NASCAR fan or that you eat at Chick-fil-A, you know, occasionally. You know, I'm kind of exaggerating, but you see where I'm going with that.
You're exaggerating today, but for something that may be reality in 6 weeks.
Oh, I've had people tell me, I can't believe you're eating at Chick-fil-A. Don't you feel like you're stabbing so-and-so in the back?
Oh,
like,
Lord, oh mercy.
But yeah, I think that it's there are certain things now that are really tightening the grip on everyday citizens that will make amassing wealth or even, you know, paying your daily bills, that'll make all of those things impossible.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. This is one of the reasons we need to virulently resist things like cashless society and some overarching digital currency. You're exactly right. We need to, even a lot of people, you know, the vast majority of people will go, well, that's pretty convenient. I use my debit card everywhere I go anyway. What do I care? I hardly ever use cash. And they don't understand that that is an escape valve from, you know, absolute total control. I'll tell you, just while I'm thinking about it, you know, I was interested to find out that during the Great Depression, and this is how easy it is, you know, during the Great Depression, you know, one of the big things that was that sold really, really well during the Great Depression was lipstick. You know, during bad times, women at least wanted to feel good about themselves. And the lipstick business did really well. So it's those kinds of things to identify, you know, barring the fact that, like you're saying, we're all being corralled into a really, really draconian system. So you're right. That's going to be a challenge on top of what we saw in the Depression.
Exactly. And I'll leave you on a happy note. I was in a webinar with some of the epidemiologists in, you know, top in the country, and I was just listening to this webinar, and their recommendation now, I'm not sure if this has always been the plan or if this is now a new development, but masks will not come off. The mask requirements will not end until cases are at 0%. And I was thinking, you know, even the Black Plague is not at 0%.
Right.
That's an impossible goal. And we're on a treadmill, basically.
Oh, they are never going to let it up. It's like that guy I played from Canada earlier, this thing. He said the masks are never coming off. I already heard it today. I heard it on the news this morning. The guy said the vaccine is only 95% effective. And so that means we're still going to need to do masks and social distancing. The only thing that stopped this is not going to be a vaccine. It's not going to be the weather. The only thing that stops this is us. And electing somebody, at least in Mississippi, like Kristi Noem up in South Dakota, that freed her people. That's our only chance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
great.
Keep eating those chicken salads, I think, is having some sort of effect.
I got to tell you, that chicken salad worked out good for me. Hey, thanks for the call. I certainly appreciate
it. Take care.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back. I'm going to show you how free markets work. Stay with me.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
How many congressional hearings have we had about big tech where the politicians grandstand, particularly on the right, and they talk about the dangers of big tech? Everybody wants big tech put in their place by the government. If the Republicans get in charge, we'd put... I've been on a fatwa against big tech and particularly social media, so I do this radical thing. I don't use it. And so Facebook isn't collecting information on me that they can sell to make themselves richer. It's pretty simple. In my simple mind, that's a pretty simple strategy, but most people don't employ that. They use the crap out of Facebook, let Facebook monetize you to get richer, and then you wait until Congress acts for you. Some people still believe in free markets. Andrew Sorba over at Gab may end up being one of the heroes of the entire thing and doing more these days than any politician ever will for your freedom and putting big tech in check.
This is the prototype of the Gab phone. Yes. That's not the official name, but this is the prototype of the Gab phone. So we are building our own smartphone. It's based on the Android operating system, but it is totally removing anything related to Google. It will not communicate to Google whatsoever.
Boom.
It has hardened security, and it's going to come preloaded with all of the Gab apps and Parler and whoever else has been banned from the App Store. By the way, Telegram is next. You know, they're already coming after them. Signal is next. They're not going to allow any free speech on these platforms. If you have free speech on your platform, you're going to get booted from the App Store, right? So this is still in very early development. I can't say too much on it yet, but this is on the, because that's where they're going next. They're going to start censoring at the hardware level. We're already 10 steps ahead. They're also going to start censoring at the browser level, the web browser level. We see the chairman of Mozilla come out and say that deplatforming is not enough. Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to start blocking Gab.com on the Mozilla Firefox browser. Mark my words, that's what's next.
And so he is putting out his own phone. I'll be lined up for a Gab phone. As long as it checks out, it is a private phone. I'm done with iPhones. I'm sitting here in front of my iPhone right now. I'm disgusted by it. so I'll change. See, people don't have the patience for free market. Republican and Democrat, you think that you got to wait for the politicians to act to free you from these tech monopolies. And yes, they're too big, but they're too big because of us. Because of us. Well, and the Federal Reserve printing endless amounts of speculative money that has flowed into their coffers to make them this big. But oh, we don't want to talk about the Fed, Mike. That's not sexy. As I said, we built our own digital gulag, but this Andrew Torba, he's not done.
We launched our own browser, our own free speech browser, dissenter.com, about a year and a half ago. So you can go and get that. It blocks big tech trackers and ads by default. It has a built-in free speech commenting system. So you can go to CNN.com, and even though they don't allow comments, you can leave comments and see what other people are saying. And there's absolutely nothing they can do to stop you. So we have a browser already. Now we're working on a phone. That's next. Gab is not just the Facebook alternative, all right? It's not just the Twitter alternative. We are the Silicon Valley alternative.
Boom.
We are going to take these guys down, metaphorically, of course, and we're going to win. And we're going to win with your help because, like you said, our business model is value for value. We're not, you know, treating you as data serfs and selling you.
There you go. Now, you know, I'm a libertarian. I believe in free markets. Every time, even when they talked about getting rid of the Section 230 thing, I didn't jump on it because I know that that's a government action and there's always going to be unintended consequences. Now, I'm open to it. I think that the big tech companies have definitely abused it. But I knew that it would mean less free speech, not more. It just would mean less free speech for everybody, not just conservatives. That's all removing Section 230 protections does, is it silences all voices, not just conservative voices. And I agree. It is an uneven playground right now, isn't it? It's funny. When I started this show, I didn't really mention that I was a libertarian because I knew I was replacing Herman Cain, and he's a conservative, and libertarians have got what so-called, and I'm going to air quote it here in the studio, radical ideas. See, we actually believe in freedom and free markets. I think we're the only ones who do at this point. The country that was built on freedom and free markets is suddenly radical now. I'm a radical because I believe that somebody, if they want to smoke marijuana in their home, can smoke marijuana in their home because they're a free human being. That's radical. But I also believe in free markets. And so this Gab guy is actually doing something about it. So you got an opportunity. It takes a while. It does take a while. And it takes a while because, again, these big tech companies got so big. Why? Because of the government. Because the government spends so much money, they've had to employ the Federal Reserve to print up endless dollars. And a lot of those things slosh right into the big tech names. Choke off that. These companies never could have gotten this big. None. You know how much bigger Amazon has gotten just during the pandemic because of people throwing their stimmies into Amazon purchases? People using their stimmies to buy Tesla stock? That's why Tesla's so valuable right now. That's why Elon Musk is so wealthy right now. It's not because he's a genius. He's right place, right time. And look, I've got nothing against Elon Musk or Tesla as a car. I champion. He's a free market. Well, he gets a lot of subsidies from the federal government. That's another way that Elon Musk has gotten massively wealthy, not totally free market. But I love innovation. But this is free market. The Gab guy is actually doing something. I hope people will pay attention to him and they will go and use his fight against big tech through the free market to hurt them. Look, Facebook won't even be a thing in 10 years. Young people barely use it. It just takes a little bit of patience for the free market to work.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a complete flag source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a complete flag source has all of the right brackets. Visit a complete flag source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
All right, we are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Thanks for joining me today. It's Friday. My little crazy segment of the radio sphere called False Flag Friday I've been doing for years now on Fridays. Doesn't seem so crazy now, does it? Because, boy, does everybody see what's coming here. I think a vast majority of Trump supporters, conservatives, smell a rat. We've actually got an absolute red alert for false flags over the next week. And they're so obvious that I like to comfort myself by thinking, these things are so obvious, there's no way they would try to pull this off. But, you know, I mean, we're living in a society right now where you have to hide your face if you go out in public, even if you're healthy. We can put nothing past these people at this particular moment. So we've got two of them, and one is the protests that are anticipated anxiously by law enforcement across the country, at all state capitals and in Washington, D.C. And we know that any instance of, and look, to the credit of Trump supporters, January 6th notwithstanding, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time getting into that, whether it was instigated. I mean, if a bunch of Trump supporters up in Washington, D.C. got duped by Antifa, you got to kind of just go, well, we got duped. You can't just point your finger and go, it wasn't us. It wasn't us. It was them. The facts do not seem to bear that out. There might have been some instigators in that crowd, and you fell for it. So you got to just deal with that and learn, hopefully, and I think a lot of people have learned since that day to change your tactics. Because we know that any problems of violence during any of these armed protests anywhere around the country, if they are actually taking place, or anything on Inauguration Day, any problems of violence would provoke an immediate new domestic terror clampdown to strip us of more of our rights that's waiting in the wings. And this, again, I'm going to say, is the danger of these terrorism laws. American patriots should have been able to see this coming. Libertarians did. They warned you about the Patriot Act. They warned you about Obama's extension of NDAA to indefinite detention stuff. But you fell in love. I'm speaking to a largely conservative audience now, and the Democrats, too. Democrats now love big government. They love the FBI. They love the CIA because John Brennan was against Donald Trump. And James Comey, they think he's a hero. It's been fascinating to watch over the last 4 years. Democrats and liberals, you know, there's some special coming out. I can't remember. One of the streaming services is doing something called MLK FBI, and it's talking about how the FBI set up Martin Luther King, tracked, traced him. I think J. Edgar Hoover, wasn't he the one that penned a letter and said, why don't you just kill yourself, to MLK? But now Democrats love the FBI. They love all of the agencies that were opposing Trump. So you love your big government. But to you conservatives out there, largest part of this crowd, you fell in love with the national security state and you just embraced the Patriot Act. There's air quotes here in the studio around that word patriot, because George W. Bush gave it to you and you were cowed in fear. See, it's easy for us to judge all the people that are the Karens right now about COVID and say, they're just scaring you to death and it's turned you into something, you know what I mean. It's easy for us to judge all the people that have submitted to the fear of COVID, but you submitted to the fear of terrorism. It's the same playbook, and you allow these draconian things to be passed. FBI Director Christopher Wray, Trump appointee, on Thursday said the Bureau was monitoring an, quote, extensive amount of concerning online chatter, end quote, related to potential threats leading up to the presidential inauguration on January 20th. And isn't that good that Edward Snowden is exiled in Russia right now? Because he exposed the fact that all of these agencies are spying on us all the time. He added that American people should be confident that his agents are involved in much behind-the-scenes work. Yeah, but they are, to, quote, feed relevant information, unquote, to law enforcement partners so they can track targets as appropriate. So, patriots, conservatives, Trump supporters, you are about to be subjected to the exact same playbook that you have cheered being put on Islamic terrorism, on Muslims here in the United States. So here's the playbook. They monitor people online. They find somebody online, could be just some wacko or mentally challenged person that's spouting off online somewhere, and then they insert one of their informants. You know, if it's some poor slob who's just venting, but they have no real support. They're not even part of any kind of a big group. They have no way to carry out any kind of a thing. But then the informant comes out. The informant reaches out to them and tells them, hey, I'm with you, buddy. Have you thought about doing X, Y, or Z? And the guy goes, oh, I don't know. Yeah, that would be good, I guess, if, you know, X, Y, or Z happened. And they go, well, I've got the weapons. I can get us money to do this. Okay. And the FBI informant, that American hero. See, this has been done over and over. I've talked about him on this show for 4 years. FBI comes out and said they spoiled another terrorist plot. And unfortunately, conservatives have been duped into this to cheering for it. Look at that. Our government taking on those radical Muslims. It was always designed to be used on you. And now maybe some of you are waking up to that. This national security state was not just about the Muslims. Nah, they're coming for you now. So the informant goes in and they give them all the tools and the support and the logistics. And then usually right at the last minute, they stop them and then they hold a press conference where they declare a victory. I'm telling you, you can go look at these stories. Look at the mental defects that have been the people that are supposedly these terror masterminds of the last 20 years. It's always some disaffected person with no means to do anything. But suddenly an FBI informant wrapped their arms around him and got him almost to the home run. And then they bust him at the last minute and they come out and take a victory lap. The only problem is here, they may want to actually see something go through. And so any acts of violence whatsoever is going to be seen as insurrection, and it is going to be labeled white supremacy, and it is going to paint every single constitutional conservative out there with the same target. Suddenly you will be on a list. As a matter of fact, I had that somewhere. Oh, yeah, here it is, the terror watch list. This was the headline here on MSN News. Dozens of people on FBI terrorist watch list came to D.C. the day of the Capitol riot. Dozens of people on a terrorist watch list were in Washington, D.C. for a pro-Trump events on January 6th, the day that ended in chaotic crime rampage when a violent mob stormed the U.S. Capitol, according to people familiar with evidence gathered in the FBI's investigation. And this is Trump's FBI. I don't know what to tell you. If you thought any of the corruption had been routed out of Washington, D.C., no. The majority of the watch-listed individuals in Washington that day are suspected white supremacists, whose past conduct so alarmed investigators that their names have been previously entered into the National Terrorist Screening Database, or TSDB, a massive set of names flagged as potential security risks, these people said. So there you go. You're on the list. Go to a rally, you're on the list. You're a suspect. This is America now. Sounds kind of Soviet, doesn't it? So this is hopefully a lesson learned. Not that there's anything we can do about it now. You have absolutely no power in Washington, D.C., and the Democrats have fallen in love with the national security state because they oppose Trump. So now suddenly these Democrats, who used to be for civil rights and freedom, they love the FBI. They love the CIA. But I guess the red flag, false flag warning for this weekend and through inauguration is stay home. And I outlined the other day, you need to start resisting in your own community. Just resisting. There's no chance of everybody coming together and getting anything done. Businesses need to start saying, no, we open because we are just involved in lawful commerce. You cannot stop us from doing that. If a bunch of businesses actually did that and grew a pair, then the mayors and the governors would have to stand down or arrest all the productive members of their society, and that's not going to happen. So stay home, resist in your own communities, and get ready to do it for a prolonged period of time, and at least do not congregate in certain areas waiting for one instigator to kick something off that will be like shooting fish in a barrel. They are coming after us, and if you think you're going to keep your gun rights, if you're involved in anything that they label as domestic terrorism, you got another thing coming. That's the thing about these terrorism laws. Libertarians have been warning you about them for forever. You thought they were great because they were just targeting those Muslims? Well, they're coming home to roost. Should have listened. I'll be right back.
If you're considering renovations, remodels, or roofing, call on Tri-County Restoration. Do you have an insurance claim? We work with all insurance companies. Tri-County offers kitchen and bath remodels, wood floor refinishing, patio and sunroom additions, and is a GAF-certified roofing contractor. And Tri-County Restoration can handle new construction for that home you've always dreamed of. Call Tri-County Restoration, 601-856-2530, or visit our website, tcr.ms. That's tcr.ms.
Right, so there is the obvious potential for a false flag surrounding any of the protests around the country or at the inauguration, and we know exactly how that will be played up in the media and used to enact chilling new restrictions on American citizens at the hands of your loving federal government. The other one that is heating up, and I mean, this is one I said at the beginning of this segment, look, you would think it would be so obvious, there's just no way that they would do it, but never underestimate how in your face false flags can be. It's just great that people are finally catching on to this stuff. Iran. They're not done with Iran. There's only a few days left in the Trump administration, and I virulently oppose a Biden administration, and I will be your favorite talk show host during a Biden administration because I can't wait to rip this guy apart. But a few days left, Trump has been dead wrong on Iran. Not that Iran is great. I'm no Iran lackey. I don't want to live in Iran. I don't like the government of Iran. But they aren't the threat to us that you've been led to believe. They're not the largest state sponsor of terror. You are being played on that. Well, Obama sent them a big pallet of cash, and we gave them $160 billion. That dang Obama did. He unfroze their assets because they signed a peace deal that was going pretty well. And Trump scuttled it because it was going to expire in 5 years. Instead of just renegotiating it and extending it, which they were open to, he just scuttled the whole thing, and we've been off to the races with Iran. I said the other day, I'm wrong. They have not started a war with Iran. I am shocked. I thought it would happen for sure in Trump's second term. But while I'm going to oppose just about everything Joe Biden does, if he signs something to get us out of hostilities with Iran, I will fully support that because I'm not a partisan and I'm not a nut job. It was just about the only good thing that Barack Obama did in 8 years was to take Iran as a military target off of the table for a little while. On Thursday, Iran's state media condemned the actions of a foreign vessel, which it said, quote, intended to approach the naval drill that Iranian forces are currently conducting in the Gulf of Oman. Not the Gulf of Mexico. Not the Atlantic coast off the United States or the Pacific coast off the United States. In their area, they're doing an exercise, and apparently we pulled up an Ohio-class guided missile submarine, a nuclear sub. They've got footage of it, actually. Helicopters flew over this sub in what was referred to as a tense standoff that could have gone live, but apparently we moved this nuclear submarine over to Iran. Let me see when it was. I think it was mid-December. The USS Georgia entered the Persian Gulf area sometime in mid to late December as tensions between the U.S. and Iran rose amid reports that Trump was mulling some type of preemptive action. Also at the urging of anyone? Israel. And that is what the Iran war is about. If you want to sacrifice your sons and daughters at the behest of another country, that is certainly your business. I'm sure that they can expatriate to that other country and sign up for the military there. But I'd prefer not to send more of our troops to fight and die for other countries around the world, be it Saudi Arabia or Israel. Anyway, so we had a nuke sub sent over there. And Mike Pompeo is not done. Mike Pompeo in the next 5-6 days is as dangerous as he's been for the last 4 years. He's a warmonger. I know he's Trump's guy, and he's stuck by Trump. He's sticking by Trump because he wants to keep those credentials so that he can pluck a vote out of you later for either the Senate or the presidency in 2024. But he is still out there to try to provoke a war, and it's only 5 days. As I said, you would think it would be just too obvious at this point in the waning days of a Trump administration, assuming Joe Biden is inaugurated. I guess I need to always caveat that.
You would think it would be too obvious, but never assume that they would not pull a stunt like that at the very last minute. So there you go. Two false flags to be aware of. Boy, if they both went off, sure would make this show prescient. Let's hope neither one of them do. And hopefully, as I say, Trump supporters stay home, resist from home. I know it's tempting. I mean, believe me, I protest a Biden administration, but I'm not heading out to any town square to be a part of the show that they will possibly exploit. So anyway, all right, we're going to come back this week on the Crazy Train. I got a ton of clips, some maddening, some funny, some just downright bizarre. I'll be right back.
Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
We are back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 103.9 WYAB. Remember that, 103 WYAB, because some stuff I'm going to get into right now should endear us to all of you in that we still maintain a free speech platform here. I'm going to get into some clips on that in just a second, and we're just going to take a look at this week on the Crazy Train with all of the stuff that's going on. Some of it is just almost surreal in America these days. So what we're seeing across the landscape, and this news came out the other day about Cumulus, and here we are in our last little bastion of conservative talk radio that doesn't seem to be censored, and I certainly appreciate the WYAB for that. I got to tell you, I get basically no input on my show whatsoever, but not ever told what to say, but Cumulus, the big company, put its hosts on notice.
Cumulus Media, which is home to several conservative talk radio hosts, is cracking down on shows that push election fraud conspiracies. The company memo tells hosts, quote, "We need to induce national calm now," and warns them to stop suggesting the election isn't over. Anyone breaking the new rule can be fired.
Boom. There you go. So censorship from the right, censorship from the left. There's censorship everywhere. You can't even talk about it if you're a Cumulus host. I have not landed that syndication deal. I don't think I'll be up for any jobs with Cumulus anytime soon. There's another kind of censorship that I think I guess let me get to this clip first. Cumulus doesn't want their hosts going off script and talking about something that they have not approved. You need to be really factual like the rest of the news media. Let me see if I've got who this. Oh, this is WGN. Isn't this the Chicago affiliate? You got to make sure that your talk show hosts are just as accurate as the mainstream media. I want you to listen to this guy talk about Sidney Powell and see how much research he's actually done into Sidney Powell.
So Trump's lawyer, Sidney Powell, spread a meme about the Kraken, some mythical creature. And again, another example of you presume Sidney Powell is an intelligent man and maybe he doesn't even believe it. Perhaps he's...
Excuse me, WGN anchor there. Sidney Powell is actually a woman. This shows you exactly how in-depth your reporters are. We got to make sure we're, like Cumulus says, they got to censor their people. You got to be good and accurate and fair and... like the mainstream people who don't even know Sidney Powell is a woman. Here's another kind of censorship. I played this clip last week. This is Anderson Cooper, just as an aside. He got his start with the CIA, and he's Gloria Vanderbilt's son. He's a real elite, and he did this segment talking about the Capitol Hill stuff. I played this last week, but it sets up the clip after this. So this is the elitist Anderson Cooper looking down his nose at the protesters from January 6th.
Just so we're watching these images of people, you know, some of them leaving the Capitol grounds, wandering back, high-fiving each other, smiling, quite pleased with themselves for what they have done today. And it's truly just outrageous and pathetic. Each of these people should be shamed for what they have done today.
Shame.
We should look at their faces. And if I was standing on that street, look at them. They're high-fiving each other for this deplorable display of completely unpatriotic, completely against law and order, completely unconstitutional behavior. It's stunning. And they're going to go back, you know, to the Olive Garden and to the Holiday Inn that they're staying at and the Garden Marriott. And they're going to have some drinks and they're going to talk about the great day that they had in Washington. And they really did something and stand up for something.
So there you go. So that's him, you know. Oh, they're going back to the Olive Garden and the Holiday Inn Express. And, the, you know, I guess these are the hotels that he looks down on because he stays at the Ritz-Carlton or at the Four Seasons when he goes into town. It's you rabble out there. Well, it was kind of funny to hear this from Anderson Cooper. I knew when I heard that, I was like, I mean, I don't watch CNN, but Olive Garden is a big advertiser across mainstream media. So I just assumed that naming these brands was probably not going to be good for him.
I should have been more clear with something I said in the immediate moments after the attack, as people who had broken into the Capitol were simply being allowed to leave, it seemed, to just walk away, celebrating, in fact, the criminal act that they had taken part in. I was trying to remark about the seeming casualness of the behavior that we were all witnessing at that moment after the attack, the high-fiving, the laughing, the celebratory atmosphere, as if they'd actually accomplished something other than just disgraceful mayhem. I said they should be ashamed of what they did, and I believe that. And I was trying to say, and perhaps didn't do a good job of it,
no,
that they were just going to go back to their lives that day as though they were patriots. They're going to go back to hotels and have a drink, have some dinner. I named the two hotels that I could think of in the Capitol Hill in that moment in the mall area. I named the Olive Garden as a restaurant they might eat at. Normal places, as if this was just a normal day.
For you low-class people.
I was actually
people.
Thinking of another restaurant in that area with the name Olive in it. But at the moment, my brain froze. I couldn't remember the exact name.
Right,
I said the Olive Garden.
Right.
Turns out the nearest one is in Maryland.
Yeah, right. He was trying to think of some other restaurant. No, what he was trying to do is say, look at these dirty middle-class people out there with their budget hotels and their chain restaurants. Well, unfortunately for Anderson Cooper, the budget hotels and chain restaurants pay his wildly inflated salary, and so I guess CNN came out and said, hey, you can keep criticizing the middle-class rabble, but leave our advertisers out of it. Here in just the wild world we live in, little changing the topic a little bit here, but boy, just think about this poor guy.
We've all forgotten a password or two online, but that mistake doesn't usually cost us $200 million. But that's exactly what's happening with Stefan Thomas, a programmer from Germany now living in California. In 2011, Stefan won 7,000 Bitcoin for making this video about how cryptocurrency works. Back then, each Bitcoin was worth about $5. He stashed them away in a digital wallet. Now the contents of that wallet are worth more than $200 million. But Stefan doesn't know the passcode to get in.
I used an encrypted USB key. I wrote the password down somewhere. But this is now so long ago, and believe me when I say I've tried every way to recover it.
A tall order considering Stefan has since moved halfway around the world in the decade since then. But it gets more dramatic. The security system Stefan used will seize up and encrypt its contents forever after 10 wrong passcode attempts. Stefan has tried 8 different times.
When you're using a decentralized system such as Bitcoin, there isn't anyone that you can call. It's up to you to protect your keys.
Thankfully, Stefan is in a place where this money isn't make or break for him. The moral of Stefan's story?
Test your backups. I thought I had 2 backups, which sounds like pretty safe, right? But they all failed at different times, and I didn't notice because I didn't regularly test my backups.
The data firm Chain Analysis says that of the existing 8.5 million Bitcoin, around 20%, currently worth around $140 billion, appears to be in lost or otherwise stranded wallets, you guys.
Holy cow, this poor guy. $220 million sitting in an account with his name on it. He's got two more tries at this passcode before it locks him out permanently. There was a story a year, 2 years ago about a guy who had his girlfriend made him clear out some stuff, and so he threw away an old laptop and it had his Bitcoin password on there. And I think he was spending something like millions of dollars in, I believe it was in England, to get them to go through the dumps, like excavate the landfills in England to try to find that laptop. Because again, like this guy, I believe he had Bitcoin that were worth more than $100 million on this thing and he couldn't do it. I got to tell you, that'd be a bitter pill to swallow. All right, I've got several clips here on the pearl clutching in D.C. after January 6th. Oh, they're just such precious cargo and all very concerned about their safety. And I talked about this the other day. Taxpayers on the hook for defending these poor pearl clutching Democrats.
Is it because you'll be at the inauguration? You'll obviously be back.
I'm sorry. This is Eric Swalwell, the one who got with the Chinese spy Bang Bang. He was heading up the impeachment trial. Oh, yeah, not very popular with the right. He's all very scared.
In the Capitol, again, doing the nation's business later today, tomorrow morning. Is it true that you guys were even told, remember, bulletproof vests are reimbursable expenses?
Reimbursable by the taxpayer, I will remind you. Isn't that make you feel warm and fuzzy? It's Friday. A lot of people got paid today. How was that withholding looking on your check? Just realized a little portion of it went to bulletproof vests for the Democrats in Congress.
We were sent an email last night that listed some of the reimbursable expenses for your office account to protect yourself. And just to, not tip off these terrorists as to what we're doing, we are taking security measures, and we've been advised as to how we can protect ourselves and our family. And this, Poppy, really is to just show ourselves and the world that we can carry this off on January 20th and that we're not going to be bullied or intimidated and not perform this transfer of power.
Golly. Oh, these people. Of course, this completely ignores what's been going on for, I think this, I don't know how much, what period of time, this may be all 4 years of the Trump administration. This is the media and Democrats and their views on violence previously.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. Mm-hmm. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take you behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
Look, as his character is stabbed to death.
Where is John Wilkes Booth when you need him?
That's it right there, pulling up.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them. And you tell them they're not welcome anymore, anywhere.
And sadly, the domestic enemies to our voting system and our honoring our Constitution are right at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
They're not going to stop before Election Day in November, and they're not going to stop after Election Day. And that should be, everyone should take note of that on both levels, that this isn't, they're not going to let up, and they should not.
If you think we're rallying now, you ain't seen nothing yet.
I think it really leads me to just one obvious question. Does Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Madonna, Sean Penn, do these people still have their Twitter accounts? Just curious. I just wonder. Certainly Jack Dorsey is all on top of that. Of course, the political theater is not going to end. And I'm an equal opportunity person here, but, you know, this is what we've wrought now, so you can just get ready for 4 years of stuff like this. This is one of the new incoming Republican congresswomen.
Congresswoman, I understand, though, you have something pressing, something important, and something new you'd like to share with everybody.
Yes, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese or Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
So there we go. Off to the races. That is a political grandstanding thing. I'm sure a lot of people get a lot of satisfaction out of that, but that's just I don't really see much of a difference between that and what the Democrats are doing right now. Let's see. This is another thing. Beware. We've talked about going out to these rallies and stuff. It is not only getting on government lists. I mean, this thing is getting really, really ugly. You got to be careful with your own employer as to how you express your political speech.
Goosehead Insurance, that's a company based in Texas, says it has fired Paul Davis. He was an associate general counsel at the company. In an email to employees, the insurance company said it was surprised and dismayed to learn that one of his employees had taken part in the demonstrations at the U.S. Capitol. An Instagram account, by the way, identified as Paul Davis, wrote that he was peacefully demonstrating. But in most states, employers have pretty wide latitude to fire employees, even for conduct outside the workplace.
You know, and I'll warn you about this too. I mean, I've warned my kids, and you tell everybody your social media posts in this day and time, you may think you're making some innocuous Facebook post or something in support of President Trump or going after Donald Trump, but do not be surprised if you are summarily fired or not hired for stuff like that, too. This is the world we live in now. Now, the Democrats have assured us that under the administration of Joe Biden, they seek to unite us all. And I believe Don Lemon is going to lead the charge. This is Don Lemon, the overnight sensation at CNN. He's going to lead the charge in reuniting. He really starts to reach out to Trump supporters here in this clip.
Now what you hear is, well, you can't say that everybody who voted for Trump is like the people who went into the Capitol. Response.
You can't say that what everybody's like.
Everybody who voted for Trump is like them.
And now I just explained to you, if you are on that side, you need to think about the side you're on. I am never on the side of the Klan. I am never principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Klan side. Principal people, conservative or liberal, never on the Nazi side. Principal people who are conservative or liberal, never on the side that treats their fellow Americans as less than, that says that your fellow Americans should not exist, that says your fellow Americans should be in a concentration camp, or that sides with slavery. Or
isn't that the Democrats that are now calling for re-education camps, even for our children? Was that the head of the NPR guy, the attorney with NPR, that actually wanted to take children away from Trump supporters and put them into re-education camps?
Or sides with any sort of bigotry.
Right, and if they say, I don't agree with those people, I just like Trump's policies.
Well, then get out of the crowd with him. Get out of the crowd
with him. I wasn't in the crowd. I just voted for Trump.
You're in the crowd who voted for Trump. If you voted for Trump, you voted for the person who the Klan supported. You voted for the person who Nazis support. You voted for the person who the alt-right supports. That's the crowd that you are in. You voted for the person who incited a crowd to go into the Capitol and potentially take the lives of lawmakers, took the lives of police officers, took the lives of innocent lives who were there on the Capitol that day. You voted on that side, and the people in Washington are continuing to vote on that side.
So this comes down to ultimately, you know, all the Trump supporters out there, the left really, really, really loves you and they want to reunite. They want us all to come back together, but not unless you completely repent, because you have been enabling Nazism and concentration camps and you just got to love their calls for unity while they badmouth every single person who voted for Donald Trump for 4 years, and they will continue it. You will still be guilty until you fully repent. And no crazy train is complete without the certifiably insane Keith Olbermann.
This is Olbermann versus Trump. Early this morning, Joe Biden's Electoral College victory was finally certified by Congress, and thus the United States of America has survived a terrorist attack orchestrated by the President of the United States of America. This was Donald Trump's 9/11. He must be removed from office immediately. The 25th Amendment has been demanded by House Judiciary Democrats, suggested by the Conservative National Association of Manufacturers, and reportedly discussed by Republican leadership and even in the White House itself. The 25th Amendment will do, for now. But sadly, this is not merely about one madman. There are Trump's terrorists who went into the Capitol, who threatened state capitals. Only 52 of them were arrested as the Capitol Police, some sympathetic to the terrorists, utterly failed. 2 weeks from now, the hundreds of others who invaded our Capitol will have to face charges of attempting to overthrow our government.
Okay, that it goes on for another minute. I don't have the time nor the stomach to listen to any more of Keith Olbermann. I'll be right back. Food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
All right, only last few minutes. I always have too many clips for this segment, but I cannot go into my weekend without reminding you about Your Pie up in Gluckstadt. It's the weekend. That's pizza time in the Madison household. So check out Your Pie, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway up in Gluckstadt. Last weekend I was up there. I'm doing the keto eating now. You know, it's low-carb, high-fat eating. So I got their cauliflower crust. It's got significantly fewer carbohydrates than their regular crust, which regular crust is absolutely fantastic. But I tried the cauliflower. It was great. So they've got things that, you know, if you've got dietary restrictions, you're trying to eat different start of the year, you can do that up there. But bottom line, 10-inch brick oven fired pizzas made the way you want them. It's fantastic food. They got paninis, they got pastas, they got gelato, they got salads, they got beers, they got wines, they got it all. Great place, great atmosphere. Right there by Germantown High School, you can take a date, you can take your family, you can take the guys up to watch a football game as well. They got plenty of television. So definitely check out Your Pie, 340 Calhoun Station Parkway. Up in Gluckstadt, this is a veteran-owned, locally-owned business, and they need our support right now. All right, let's see. This one was just a little humorous to me. And with all of the precautions we're taking, we can't even keep COVID away from the monkeys.
Some gorillas at the San Diego Zoo are believed to be the first primates of their kind to test positive for COVID. Zoo officials say 8 animals are believed to have the virus, and several have been coughing. It's believed that they were infected from a member of the zoo's wildlife care team who has been asymptomatic. They are being treated with vitamins, fluid, and food.
Oh, vitamins. Oh, how about that? Well, I guess vitamins are good enough for our primate cousins, but they don't ever mention vitamins for us out here. But I do. Here was a crazy one when it comes to COVID hysteria. A couple in Canada have been fined after police caught the wife walking her husband like a dog after curfew. I love people getting around rules. The woman, 24, was reportedly stopped while walking her 40-year-old spouse on a leash in Quebec. The province has imposed a nightly curfew in a bid to curb coronavirus infection rates. People are only allowed out close to their homes for limited reasons between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m., such as exercising their pooch. The woman told the officer she was just out walking her dog near the couple's home in the city of Sherbrooke, according to the BBC. So I'm all for any creative ways to get around get around the curfews. Let's see if this gets to it quickly here. The airlines have gone full on Karen when it comes to coronavirus.
This morning, airlines cracking down against unruly flyers following last week's riot at the Capitol. At least two congressmen asking the Federal Aviation Administration to fine disruptive passengers $35,000 per violation. Applause as this woman is escorted off an American Airlines flight in D.C. Sunday. Americans saying she was not complying with mask policies. Passengers say she was yelling about tyranny.
We don't stand up. It's only going to get worse.
The crackdown.
Get her off there. Somebody crying for their freedom on an airplane. Get her off. Listen to the crowd clap. Oh, my gosh. This is America. Let's see, only a minute or so left. Ron Paul was deplatformed from Facebook. If you know anything about Ron Paul, one of the most thoughtful, most genteel, most logical, most well-reasoned. He has never been a bombast at all, one of the most calm people. He was recently deplatformed. Of course, Parler was shut down, even though it was Facebook and Twitter that allowed all of the attendees to the January 6th event to congregate and communicate. They somehow escaped justice while the Parler is somehow taken down because they were a threat. And then this one, the most tone-deaf thing I've ever seen. Ahead of the Ugandan election, we're hearing reports that internet service providers are being ordered to block social media and messaging apps. This came from Twitter. They're outraged that their platform was censored in Uganda. They said, "We strongly condemn internet shutdowns. They are hugely harmful, violate basic human rights and the principles of the open internet." This is Twitter scolding Uganda for shutting down social media as they deplatform Parler. Unbelievable. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try.